Hello, Dog Days listeners. This is Chuck Tomasi once again with Chuck Chat Freestyle. And this is day 29 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. After this, there are only two more days. And that brings us to, well, it's Thursday, August 29th. We can figure this out. I am sitting here at Max's Coal-Fired Pizza. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
It's right next to the Twin Smokers, which is right next to the Beer Garden, which is roughly across from our hotel. Very close. We were looking for a dinner plan and said, how about pizza? And once Craig's mind locked onto pizza, we said, well, that's going to take a while. Are there any other options that are closer? We found some other food options, but it always came back to, no, I want pizza. And until he was sitting on the floor crying like a four-year-old, no, I want pizza! No, I'm just kidding.
There was no crying.
Yeah, but there was considerable yelling. He said there's no crying. Good to hear that. I'm also here with my lovely wife, Donna. We don't have any other guests, but we just ordered our pizzas, and we are sipping on a lovely Sweetwater Extra Pale Ale 420. Is extra pale ale like extra virgin olive oil? What makes it extra pale? What makes it extra virgin?
It's extra white.
I'm not going to get into the whole virgin versus extra virgin thing. There's too many jokes in there. All right, we had a wonderful day today. What did we do?
Badges.
Picked up badges. That was about it. And then we went to Gibney's for about 4 hours to get a salad.
Yep. Well, we saw Kyle Gilstrap.
Kyle Gilstrap, who's a member of our parade group. He's been Zap Brannigan for several years. He's actually at our hotel. So we had breakfast with him and his girlfriend, Tony.
Yep.
Significant other.
And we got to know them a lot better. That was nice. I mean, we talked about everything from Star Trek cruise, mentioned a little bit of retirement, get to know where he's from. I gave him the secret, super secret code for tonight's karaoke, so he could put his song in the queue. When we were at Gibney's, we met up with Gary and Ellen and gave them the super secret code. So if anybody wants that super secret code for Thursday night, we looked at the schedule for tonight in Galleria 7. And as far as we can tell, there's nobody in there from about 5:30 p.m. onwards. Even though we're supposed to start at 10, there's an event in the Crystal Ballroom. So that when they laid out the schedule, they weren't going by venue. So if that room is open, we may start prior to 10 p.m. So I will let the group know if they want to swing by, maybe sing a song or two, and that will start getting people involved. And then they'll show up. They're going to show up at least a half hour early. So we want to be in there an hour early, max, maybe even more. So looking forward to that. That's karaoke tonight. And pizza will be here shortly. Let's go back into the time machine. We are slowly catching up. We're going to cover last week, which is August 18th, 19th, 20th, 21, and 22. Just T-minus 19 days and onwards. Had a little talk. I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about the recent hack. You heard about the hack, Craig, that all these passwords and accounts and email addresses got out into the open?
Can you be more specific?
Well, there was a rather large one in the news a couple of weeks ago. This was just after CrowdStrike, there was another hack story. And someone said, go on your credit sites and make sure your credit card number wasn't leaked, et cetera, et cetera. So I was listening to a podcast and they were telling what happened, and I tripped across a new site called amipwned.com.
Yeah, I've seen that before, yeah.
I must have heard of this before. So I checked several of my email addresses. The most common one that I use is chuck.tomasi@gmail.com. Oh, did I just dox myself? Oh, sorry. And that one has been used, or it said it's available out there. Thank you. Pizza just got here.
Yeah, the pizza should be right behind you.
That one's been out there for something like 23 or 28 instances of this on that site. None of them recent. Nothing more recent than like 2013. And it just got me thinking, and I've been thinking about this for a while, is to update my password manager. And Craig and I have discussed this a number of times, and I discussed it with Scott Reynolds also. So I reached out to him and I said, what was that password manager that you talked? Craig, what do you use? LastPass? BitDefender?
I used to use LastPass. And I moved over to Bitwarden.
Moved over to Bitwarden. And I talked to Scott Reynolds. He highly recommends 1Password, if I'm reading this right. And for a couple of reasons that I won't get into here, but He's got a family subscription, so he can manage like a family vault. Mm-hmm. And then he's the manager, and he has access to, you know, whatever the family wants to share. Donna's taking a selfie, so I had to make a quick pause there. So I am going to look at that. Yeah, it is 1Password. Just reading my tiny, tiny notes on that. Go ahead, start eating. I'll finish this up in a sec. I also talked to teammate Lauren about my desire to get off of Evernote and look at some of the options, and said, hey, I'm looking at Notion. And she recommended a YouTube channel called Thomas Frank Explains to help get me started, pointing me to one of his playlists about all the fundamentals. And I also found a resource, another YouTube channel called The Productive Dude, who has some Notion videos. So I'm going to take a look at that, and we'll see how it goes. I want to just get something basic for planning, so we can plan our trips.
Thank you.
Thank you. The other pizza just got here. We got two lovely, calling these 12-inch pizzas is an underestimation. These look more like 14. Maybe it's 12 inside diameter.
Yeah, it's about 12 inches.
The inside diameter. Well, it might be the size of a 12-inch single. Yeah. Craig's, you know, rocking the pizza like the turntables. Pepperoni. All right. The last thing I wanted to get in here was that I finished up my exit interview letter on the 22nd and wanted to send that off to teammates Lauren and Christy for their input, because some of the things that they have been sharing with me are in this letter. I want to give them a draft and then send it off to Mark, my director, senior director. I'm doing that on purpose now. They agreed to take a look at it, but they're very busy, but I value their input. And just like any other project, any other material that I generate, I find other people's opinions very, very valuable when doing stuff like that. All right, that is all I've got for this evening. The pizza is here. The pizza is getting cold. We're going to eat it. We're going to drink our beer. We're going to go off and do karaoke. I will talk to you tomorrow. We are actually caught up on my back calendar up until this week. And I think I've told you pretty much everything there. So tomorrow we'll get into some Monday, Tuesday things. And then the last day is going to be going forward, because I don't know that I'll be doing dog days after Dragon Con. So next week, as we get into the actual retirement date, and then staying in San Diego, etc., it's going to be more difficult to get these out. But we'll see what happens. I don't know how long Craig plans to keep the feed up and running, but we'll get there. All right, time for pizza. Oh, kind of black, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on the blacker side.
All right, the pizza on one of our pizzas is rather dark on the bottom. Ooh, yeah. Too charcoal-y for you, dear? Too much?
It's cool, Bart.
We can ask to get another one. It came out pretty quickly. All right. Talk to you later, everybody. Till then, stay safe. Don't burn your pizza. And I love you.